Hi, this is Mike Zatronuk, and you're listening to CKVS 93.7, The Voice.
And I'm Richard Sevigny. Welcome to another edition of Live in the Shoe Swap. This week, we feature a homecoming of sorts for Mr. Zatronuk. Mike's is a local boy travels far and makes good kind of story, one that we'll get into once I get the formalities out of the way. Zatronuk, on trumpet, is accompanied by a hometown combo consisting of Jordan Dick on guitar, Dan Smith on bass, and longtime friend Gareth Says on drums. Up next, they're going to get acquainted with Charlie Parker's girl Cheryl. But first, let's let Mike tell his story.
I started out playing trumpet in Salmon Arm. My first teacher was, Sandy Cameron, but he was my band teacher at the time. I got it wrong when I was introducing him. He wasn't my first private teacher, but I was in his concert band in grade 7. And then I think after I was out of elementary school, I went back to take private lessons from him on the trumpet. And then eventually he sent me on to study with Eddie Hogg, who was the principal trumpet player for the Okanagan Symphony at that time. And then Eddie passed away, and I went to study with Fred Gass in Kelowna. And then after that, I graduated from high school and moved to Vancouver to attend Capilano College, and I studied with Brad Turner and the second trumpet player from the Tokyo Opera, Tom Shorthouse.
Okay.
Brad just had so much knowledge of jazz, and it was hard to keep up with him, just how fast he'd talk about chords and extensions, and he'd just be whipping off, you know, chord names and spelling out the whole chord for you, and he'd move on from chord to chord to chord, and I was like, you know, could you slow down a bit? Can I just work out what these chords are in my head and what are the scales that go with them and stuff? But he was just always kind of going that pace. And so it was, really interesting, because he was obviously a teacher and an educator, but I think the most valuable thing that I got out of him was I got to see a little bit of a glimpse into his approach to music and the way that he put his music together. You could just tell from what he said that the amount of knowledge that he had in his pinky finger was more, you know, if you put that into my brain, I think my whole head would explode. But, you know, he was nice about it. But he definitely had a wealth of knowledge. He used a whole library of knowledge of jazz harmony and rhythm and history and all of that.
Thank you. Thanks very much. I won't bother with introductions because you already know everybody here, I'm sure. But just with the tunes, maybe. That was a tune that actually we all, I asked that we all bring in some contributions to the band so that it wouldn't become just me. And we could all sort of put our tunes that we like playing into the set list. And this one was one of Jordan's choices, and it's called Cheryl by Charlie Parker. And we'd like to continue on with another bebop tune. This was somebody's choice. This is probably the most famous Clifford Brown composition. It's called Joy Spring.